A Supreme Court case that was supposed to answer a question about religion in public life has instead raised a new set of questions. Yesterday, the court threw out a case challenging the constitutionality of the words "under God" in the Pledge of Allegiance. The court declared that the man who brought the case on behalf of his school-age daughter did not have primary custody of her and so didn't have standing before the court. Joining us to discuss some of the issues raised by modern custody arrangements is Slate and Day-to-Day legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick. Dahlia, welcome back to the program. And I'll note for our listeners that you really do have expertise in this area, especially in law, because you used to work at a Reno divorce firm, so you must have handled a lot of custody battles.
Yeah, it somehow became my bailiwick to handle all these awful custody cases. And while most parents can resolve them, some of them really turn into fierce, fierce battles.
So help us understand the context of yesterday's pledge case involving the father, Michael Newdow. Tell us about the different kind of custody arrangements you can have. In his case, he and the mother of the child weren't even married.
This is sort of one of the few areas where there really is a vast difference between the states. And it's sort of the reason I think that the Supreme Court was sort of loath to touch this. It really is sort of a last bastion of federalism. And states really do have different definitions, different nomenclature.
Well, fathers' rights groups are all exercised about this case because it seemed to carve the non-custodial parent, which is a lot of dads in these cases, out of big decisions altogether. Michael Newdow said yesterday that he sees his child 10 days a month but has no say in her religious upbringing. Is that legally proper?
Well, you know, Alex, one of the most interesting things about that pledge case is that it really sort of threw open the roof on a problem in family law, which is we think about law as predicated on a system of rights, you know, and Michael Newdow went to court to exercise his parental rights. That's not unreasonable. That's what courts should do. But in family law, you have this, and then the Supreme Court really pointed this out yesterday, this tension between his rights and the mother's rights. And then, as though that's not complicated enough, the court has to layer over everybody's rights this weird inchoate inquiry about what's in the best interest of the child. So Michael Newdow isn't wrong that he has rights. The Supreme Court, however, said, look, his rights don't exist in a vacuum. And that's why these cases become so very complicated. There's all sorts of parties with usually very, very different interests and rights.
You know, Dahlia, I think one of the hardest things in these cases is what happens when divorced parents, they often, one of them decides to move out of state to go back home or something. What happens then? Are there any developments there?
This is an incredibly problematic area of law, Alex. One of the most problematic and sort of the least analyzed. The move cases are so very hard because the notion of shared custody at any level is rooted on this sort of model of what families look like, even divorced family or unmarried family, that doesn't exist. Parents now don't want to live in the same town. They remarry. They get a job out of state. Their spouse gets a job out of state. They have family that they want to go back to. They want to leave the state for some special program in school. It's just not a world anymore where you carpool the kid up and down the block. And as a result, you have these terrible, terrible move cases where for usually very good reasons, the custodial parent wants to move. The non-custodial parent says, wait a minute, I'm about to have my relationship completely severed. And this spring, the California Supreme Court really dramatically reversed itself. The policy in California used to be among the courts to fairly readily accede to one of these moves requests by a custodial parent. All of a sudden, the justices in 6-1 vote upheld a lower court order that said they would switch custody if the mother sought to move with her new husband out of state. So there are these incredibly problematic inquiries about what does stability mean for the child? What is the best interests of the child? Should moms be held hostage because dads don't want to move with them? Should dads have all relationships severed and have it replaced with an instant messenger? These are terrible questions that courts around the country have to deal with on a daily basis.
Opinion and analysis from Dahlia Lithwick. She writes the jurisprudence column for Slate and is a regular Tuesday guest on Day to Day. Dahlia, thanks for joining us again.
Thanks for having me.